Title: Raga Ableton Live 12 Mid Bass Masterclass for Ragging Fused Chaos Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced mixing lesson inside Ableton Live 12, and the mission is specific. You're going to mix a raga style mid bass so it punches through rolling drums, heavy sub weight, and raga vocals and FX without turning your entire drop into a muddy argument. We're not doing make it loud tricks, we're building controlled chaos. Aggressive, animated, readable. The kind of mid bass that can go womp, yoy, brop and still leave space for the snare to slap you in the face. Before we touch a single distortion knob, let's frame the whole system. You're building a two-layer bass weapon. Layer 1 is the sub. Mono, stable, boring on purpose, powerful. Layer 2 is the mid. Stereo aware but mono compatible, nasty, moving and full of rag attitude. Then we're going to glue them together on a bass bus, create a drum-driven sidechain network, so kicks and snares own the front edge, and if you want that extra violence, we'll add a parallel raga smash return that you can automate for bursts in the drop. Step 0, session prep, because Futuru deserves a clean setup. Set your project sample rate to 48k if you can. It's not mandatory, but it does help keep distortion a bit cleaner when you start driving things hard. Set warping smart. Don't use Complex Pro on drums and bass. Keep drums crisp. For breaks, beats mode is usually your friend. Now structure. Make a drum bus. Make a bass bus. Inside that bass bus, you'll have SUB and MID. Then a music bus for everything else like stabs, pads, vocals. And keep your master light. Don't turn the master into a landfill of fixes for problems you created upstream. Gain staging. Aim for individual tracks peaking around -12 to -6 dBFS. The bass bus should never be pinning red. Headroom is impact. If you spend all your headroom early, your drop will feel smaller even if it's louder. Extra coach tip before we go on. Mid-bass decisions are where your ears lie to you. Here's a cheat code. While you're designing and mixing the mid, temporarily high-pass your master around 30 hc with EQ8. Just temporarily. You're not fixing the sub, you're stopping yourself from compensating for mid problems by accidentally cranking low-end when the mid is behaving. Turn that high pass off. Also, level match your distortion /B. Louder always sounds better, and it will trick you. An easy workflow. After each drive device, throw a utility and use it to match the level when you bypass. If you can't decide which sounds better when levels are matched, you probably don't need that stage or you need less of it. Now step 1. Build the sub. Clean. Boring. Powerful. Create a MIDI track named SUB. Use operator or wave eatable. Operator is perfect. Oscillator as a sine wave. Set your amp envelope so it doesn't click. Tiny attack. Like 0.5 millisecond to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 300 milliseconds if you're doing plucks, or sustain up if you're holding notes. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it stops clean, but doesn't pop. Processing chain on SUB. Keep it minimal. First, EQ8. No high pass. Don't cut the fundamentals on your sub track. That's literally the job. If you need it, add a gentle dip around 200 to 300 hc if there's overlap with your mid layer. This is a cleanup, not a sculpt. Then saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Subtle. The goal is not fuzz. The goal is a little harmonic support so the sub reads on smaller speakers without becoming a noisy mess. And here's a rule that isn't optional. Make the sub mono. Utility, width at 0%. Always keep the sub rhythm simple. Raga chaos belongs in the mids. The sub is your foundation, not your personality. Step 2. Create the mid bass source. Character first. Make another MIDI track called MID. Use wave eatable for speed, operator for byte. We want something that can talk. So think squarish plus sawish, with a filter that can do vowelish motion. In wave eatable, start with OSC1 as basic shapes leaning square. OSC2 as a saw or something more complex. Add unison, but don't go crazy. 2 to 4 voices. Low detune, like 3 to 10. Filter type like MS2 or PRD, and add a little drive in the filter, maybe 10 to 25%. Now movement. LFO to filter frequency, sync to tempo. 1/8 or 1/4 is a classic DNB pulse. Keep the amount subtle for now. Then add an envelope to the filter as well, so you get a little pluck or wah at the note start. Decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. And the Riedel DNB trick is not a device. It's the MIDI. Write it like a conversation. One bar is a statement. Next bar is a response. Use gaps. Silence is the rudest sound in jungle. If everything is wobbling all the time, nothing feels special. But if you leave space, that next hit feels like a punchline. Step 3. Split the spectrum properly. The mid must not fight the sub. On the mid track, do your first cleanup early. Put a Q8 first, high pass at around 120 to 180 HC with a steep slope, like 24 dB. Where you set that depends on your sub notes. If your sub is living around F2A, you'll often land somewhere like 140 to 160 HC for the mid high pass. The goal is simple: stop low junk from hitting the distortion chain and stop facey overlap with the sub. Then if it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 HC, maybe 2 to 4 dB. This is the cardboard fog zone. If your mix feels like it's wearing a wet blanket, check here. Then add utility. Start your width around 80 to 110%. Don't max it. Wide isn't a number, it's a feeling, and club systems punish sloppy low mids. Now step 4. The Raga Chaos mid-bass mixing chain. This is where the fun starts, but we're staying controlled. The chain, in order, is auto filter, then roar, then saturator, then glue compressor, then EQ8 cleanup, and optionally multiband dynamics. First, auto filter. This is your performance mouth, band pass or low pass, depending on your vibe. Add some drive, like 3 to 9, and if you want extra bite, a tiny bit of envelope amount so the filter responds to note attacks. Map the filter frequency to a macro if you're using an instrument rack, because you're going to automate this like an instrument, not like a static mix. Teacher note: two stages of filtering usually talk better than one. Your synth filter can be the throat, and auto filter can be the mouth. That separation keeps the movement musical. Next, roar. Ableton Live 12 Roar is perfect for modern aggression without totally flattening your dynamics. Start with two or warm. Set drive so it feels rude but readable. 10 to 30% is a decent starting bracket, but trust your ears. Inside roar, use tone or its filtering to cut some fizz above 10k if it starts spraying. And here's a pro move: modulate the drive slightly, tiny amounts, or automate it only at phrase ends. That way it shouts, then backs off. Your goal is harmonic density in the 200 HC to 3K HC region, not just a bunch of 6K fizz that sounds cool solo and makes the full mix painful. After roar, add saturator, analog clip, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. This stage is about consistency and edge. Again, level match the output so you're not just falling in love with loudness. Then glue compressor. This is not for slamming. This is to catch peak so the mid doesn't randomly steal headroom from your snare. Set attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, if you want it to breathe with groove. Ratio 2 to 1. Threshold so you're seeing maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on heavy hits. Soft clip on. Subtle. Next, EQ8 after distortion. This is mandatory. Distortion creates resonances. If you don't clean, you'll blame the limiter later. Tweep with a narrow bell and listen for harsh ringing around 1.8 to 3.5k. If you find a whistle, cut it with a tight Q, like 6 to 10. If the top is fizzy, pull down with a gentle high shelf above 8 to 10k. And if the cardboard vibe came back, a wide dip around 300 HC can help. Optional: multiband dynamics for contained madness. If your mid is changing character too much across notes, this can stabilize it. You can start from the ATT preset, but do not leave it at 100% unless you want your bass to sound like it's trapped in a soda can. Pull the amount down to 15 to 30%. The concept is: keep low band stable, lift mid slightly for presence, and control highs so the fizz doesn't take over. Now step 5. Sidechain like a DNB mixer, not like EDM. In DNB, the kick and snare own the transient game. The bass fills the gaps. So we want ducking that's rhythmic and intentional, not a huge pumping effect unless you want that as a special edit. Option A is classic compressor sidechain on the MID. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds depending on tempo. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. But here's the pro workflow. Don't sidechain directly from your drum bus. Create a dedicated sidechain trigger track. Make a MIDI track called Drum SA. Put a drum rock with a tiny clicky sample. Program a pattern that matches your kick and snare, or just kick, whatever you want to control. Route its output to sends only so it stays silent, but use it as your sidechain input. This gives you surgical control. You can duck the bass only on the snare and fills, only on the kick and the drop. Change patterns without touching your drums, and basically treat ducking as part of the arrangement. Advanced validation. Dual sidechain. Make two silent triggers, one for kick and one for snare. Put two compressors in series on the MID. First compressor keyed to kick with a fast release, tight pocket. Second key to snare with a slightly longer release, so the snare crack gets air. This avoids the one duck fits all groove. And another vibe option, rude edits with volume shaping. Auto pan can act like a tremolo if you set phase to 0 degrees. Make the shape more squarish. Sync it, and now you can do stop-start gating without drawing a million volume automation points. Pair that with vocal chops and it instantly feels ragga. Step 6. Bus the bass. Glue SUB and MID into one instrument. Group your SUB and MID into bass bus. On the bass bus, start with EQ8. Tiny dip at 200 to 300 if the mix clouds up. If the sub is too dominant, you can consider a tiny dip around 40 to 60, but be careful. That's the foundation. Don't sabotage it. Then glue compressor on the bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release auto. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. This is glue, not punishment. Then a limiter just as a safety net. Ceiling minus 0.3 dB. It should only catch rare peaks, like 1 dB or less. If it's working hard, fix the bass. Don't lean on the limiter. Step 7. Stereo strategy. Wide attitude, mono compatibility. Mid-bass can have width, but low mids get punished if they're facey. Here's a better mono check than just hitting mono on the channel. Create a monitoring return with utility width at 0%. Don't print it. Just monitor through it sometimes.